Hey, welcome to another day with Jesus, a podcast brought from the Word of God by Pastor Preji. As you tune in, place yourself before God and receive from Him.
Good morning and greetings in Jesus' name. Welcome to this beautiful new day. I hope that you are growing in the Lord, that you are being sustained by the Lord, that you are being nourished and cherished and fed and provided for by the Lord. Our Lord, He is a merciful Savior and a loving Father. He comes to us in the presence of the Holy Spirit, constantly being our helper and our guide in every season of life. This morning, the Lord is speaking once again to us from His holy word. Let's go to the book of Proverbs, chapter 24 and verse 23. It says, "Here are some further sayings of the wise." So what I'm about to speak to you, what I'm about to say to you, what I'm about to echo to you, it is a saying of somebody who is wise. Wise in God's standards, not just wisdom according to the world, but this is wisdom according to heaven's perspective. It says, "It is wrong to show favoritism when passing judgment." It is wrong. It's a bad thing. When you're judging somebody, if you would show favoritism, that is a evil thing in the eyes of the Lord. That's a wrong thing. That's unethical. That is not acceptable, says the Lord. Now, why is it even encouraging us to pass judgment? It is necessary, my dear friends, that we have discernment towards every person that we meet. And when we are discerning them, it is normal for us to conclude certain things, to infer certain things, to have our own judgments or reservations about certain people. But it says, it is wrong to show favoritism when we pass judgment on somebody else. Jesus would expound further on this by saying, "You should not judge others before you judge yourself." What we do is we judge others. We tell others how they are doing bad and how wrong they are and how they have missed a spot and how they have missed the mark, how they have lost it all. And yet we don't do the same thing to ourselves. We don't judge our own intentions, our own thoughts, our own practices. And here the wise man says that when you show favoritism, when you're not showing the same judgment towards yourself, but you're expecting others to stand by that particular standard, then it is a wrong thing. This morning, we need to inspect our hearts. We need to inspect our minds. We need to inspect our process of evaluating others. And we need to ask ourselves, how often do I show favoritism? How often do I judge my family with one standard and my church with another standard? How often do I judge my friends, my people with one standard? But if someone else who don't speak my language, who don't behave how I behave, who don't belong to the same community would have to do the same thing, there will be no mercy offered to them. There will be no grace shown towards them. And they will always be judged with a bad intention just because they belong to a particular community. Why is that happening in our hearts? It's necessary that we find answers to these questions. It's necessary that we ask ourselves, have we been judging others before we judge our own? Before we judge our own communities, our own hearts, our own lives? This morning, let there be a deep process in our hearts. You should understand that with the same measure that we judge others, we will also be judged. We will also be accused before God. Now, if you are expecting justice and mercy and help from God, then you have to be the first one to show the same mercy and grace and help to somebody else. It is wrong to show favoritism when passing a judgment. When we talk about passing a judgment, we think that it is something that you do officially. that you would do publicly, that you would do in a way that will hurt somebody else. Now, judgment can happen in a very subtle manner, in a moment of prayer. When you're talking your heart out to God, you might actually be judging somebody else. It can happen when you're talking to your best friends or your family or your spouse in the confines of your bedroom. It can happen even inside your own head. The thoughts that you have, the way that you reason with yourself as to why that person is wrong and why that person is evil and why his or her intentions are bad, all of those things come in the category of judgment. My prayer, my hope this morning is that we will reserve our judgment towards others, for others, only after we have first judged ourselves. We have judged our own standards. We have judged our own families, our own churches, our own communities. We have to search and say, do I do the same thing? Do I think like that? Whenever we see somebody doing something bad, you need to ask God this question. How often have I done the same mistake? It's very easy for us to look at King David and make fun of the fact that he committed adultery. But you need to ask yourself, how often have I looked at a woman with lust in my eyes? How often have I desired to hurt or be bad to somebody that I don't like or that I'm envious or I'm jealous about? Jesus said, if you just thought thoughts of hate or thoughts of lust in your heart, that's the same as you having done it. Now, when we look at ourselves in that way and we judge ourselves and we allow the Lord to transform and change our hearts before we begin to point fingers at others, there will be so much of mercy and grace and the love of God, the comfort of God, the help of God that will be released when we judge others, when we help others, and when we provide our assessment and our evaluation of somebody else's lives. Can we pray for that this morning? Join with me. Dear Father, we pray for this desire to not be showing favoritism when passing judgments. Give us this heart. Give us a mindset like that. Give us a lifestyle like Jesus had, where even though he qualified to throw the first stone, he still chose to show mercy and give grace to that lady. Give us a heart like that. Give us an attitude like that today, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hope this word blesses your spirit. Share this podcast to someone to bless their day. Contact us at pastorpreach.com. May you walk in his guidance through your day.